By the way, don't forget to pick up your graded stuff from the fourth pile, the last rightmost pile up here. Today we're doing quantification of metals in solution, which deals with stoichiometry a bit. So we have to be working with balanced equations, right? And in a balanced equation, you balance it by figuring out what the coefficients have to be, right? In order for both sides of the equation to have exactly the same number of each type of atoms. Because matter isn't created or destroyed in a chemical reaction, it's just rearranged. Well, what do those coefficients actually represent at the most basic level? The number of what? Well, they can represent the number of moles, but at the most basic level, what do they represent? Particles, which might be molecules, which are usually molecules, yes. Individual particles. So, for instance, if you think of the summary reaction for the complete oxidation of glucose that happens in your cells, you have glucose plus what else? Glucose is C6H12O6. What does that react with?
Oxygen.
Six oxygens, six O2s. Then those become what? Carbon dioxide and water, exactly. Six carbon dioxides, six CO2s, and six waters as well. So at the most basic level, what that says is that for every one glucose particle, it's going to take six oxygen particles, six oxygen molecules. But a single molecule or a particle of that size is ridiculously tiny, impractically tiny if you're thinking about working with it, right? And that's the whole reason we have the mole. The mole is nothing but a number. What is that number? What is a mole?
Is it Avogadro's number?
If it's Avogadro's number, and that's it. A mole is not a number of any particular thing. It's just a number. Just like dozen is a number. But if I ask you what a dozen is, you're not going to say it's 12 pianos. It's just 12 of whatever you're counting. Similarly, you can have a mole of planets or a mole of atoms or molecules. But it's a ridiculously huge number, right? 6.022 times 10 to the 23rd power is huge. Why does it have to be that huge? Because molecules and atoms are so tiny that it takes a ridiculously large number of them before you even get to the point where you can see that you have some stuff there. So stoichiometry coefficients can be thought of as individual particles, or they can be thought of as any multiple of that of particles. As long as you keep the ratios the same, right? It could be one dozen glucose plus six dozen oxygens, or one mole of glucose plus six moles of oxygen, and so on. So it's the moles just allow you to have a connection between number of particles and grams, so that you can, which is mass, of course, so that you can practically work with this stuff, have enough to practically work with it. And so what's the connection between moles and grams in either direction? In other words, if you know moles, you need to get grams, or if you know grams, you need to get moles, what do you use for that connection? The molar mass, right? The atomic mass, if it's an atom, but if it's a molecule, the molar mass. So that's what the periodic table is useful for today. Allows you to know what the molar masses are. What's the units of molar mass? What is it? Grams per mole, exactly. And so each molar mass is a conversion factor that allows you to go in either direction, from grams to moles or from moles to grams. If you're using a balanced equation, you can't directly use grams because those coefficients don't represent grams, right? Therefore, if all you have to work with is grams and you need to use the equation to figure out how many grams of something else is required, you have to temporarily go to moles. So the whole process, really, the most complicated it could be is what I just said, going from grams to grams. But in that case, you go from grams of one thing to moles of that same stuff using the periodic table. Once you're in moles of the first stuff, you can go from that, from moles of one thing to moles of another species in that reaction using the ratio of those coefficients that the stoichiometrically balanced equation gives you. Then once you're in moles of that other stuff, you can go from moles of that stuff to grams of that same stuff using the periodic table again. So that's the whole idea. I'll give you as much time to do this because you have to do it in triplicate. So it takes a little bit of time. Ideally, you should work in groups of three. If you need to have a group of four, that's fine too, but don't work in groups of two. All right, I'll let you loose.